All right, squad, we are on episode 90 of the Couch Harms podcast. And we got a big review for today. We got the one and only The Marvels. Oh my gosh, I enjoyed this movie with a passion. Just to let y'all know, I'm just joking. My thoughts of it, I thought it was, you know, the reason why I like just the MCU in general is just because I'm in it for the long game. You know, I love the storytelling, you know what I mean? I love how it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And when the Marvels came out, also Loki came out too, the last episode of Loki. If I had to pick in IRL, I do pick Loki's a little bit better. But if you've seen the Marvels, it's just a friendly movie, you know what I mean? People obviously are giving it some hate. I don't know if I didn't really know why, in my opinion. I do blame the writer's strike a little bit, just a little bit, you know what I mean? A lot of things happen, you know. They really couldn't promote the movie. I bet you they did a couple reshoots. And yeah, that's my thoughts on it. Before we like really dive in on it, let me just kind of pull up the letterbox. You know what I do, y'all. We're on episode 90. Y'all should know what's going down. And I have a little special guest. She's not gonna say too much, but what's your thoughts on the movie, Boupe?
It was pretty cool.
That's all she has? That's all?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. She made an appearance. She's a little special guest. You already know. But let me pull this letterbox and I'll get back to you. Okay, y'all. Anywho. It's a new day now, actually. I watched The Marvels yesterday. It might sound weird because, but it's the next day anyways. Hello, guest star of Boopé, what it do? But anyway, so let's just go into the bio of this movie. Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, has reclaimed her identity from the tyrant Creed and taken revenge on the superior intelligence. Yeah, this bio is nutty. So basically, it's just these three girls. I'm gonna word it myself. You know what I mean? All three girls have light powers. They're the new big and bad, which, in my opinion, the new big and bad played by Loki's real life wife. I don't even know her name, but she is a lackluster villain, honestly. And this movie is very mid, but I liked it. I shut my brain off and I was like, hey, let's just watch some good fun. In my opinion, there's a lot of hate. It's the lowest Marvel MCU movie out there. And there's a couple things that play a big factor. I would say, you know, the writer and actor strike. You have to watch so many movies to get, you know, to understand what's going on, which they do explain quite a bit. But as someone who seen everything, I was a little like, okay, come on, enough with the flashbacks. I'm over that bull. And a lot of people, not me, but people are haters. You know, people don't want to see women superheroes. They don't like to see women things is what I'm getting out of the media. Everybody's talking ish about it. Even some of my favorite content creators are like dogging this movie. But if you just turn your brain off and just look at the bigger picture, the world is expanding. The CGI in the movie, I would say there are some scenes where like, how did they get through this? But I get it, you know what I mean? They're trying to release this movie. They gotta do it. But there were some corny scenes that I do agree. And like I said, I don't want to say it is catered for, you know, the youth, but I got that vibe from it with and I know if you read comics, you do know there is like an actual world where there is, you know, singing and dancing, whatever, whoop-de-whoop. They did play it in here. You do see Samuel Jackson, I would say this, in that department. He really didn't explain if... I don't know if it was before or after Secret Invasion, but he is clean cut, and I'm probably before, but I'm just like... Okay, you talking about Kree, you know, Krees and Skrulls, like, they're gonna mention it? No, of course they didn't mention it. And then you did get that little cameo of what do you call it, Valkyrie, which was lit. You know, she looked like straight from her, you know, movie with Thor, freaking Men in Black. She looked like a Men in Black star. You know, I mean, you already know what the hell's going down. But overall, this movie was good. You know what I mean? Does it deserve the hate? If you watched the movie, yes, you can hate on it. But if you haven't watched it and you're just hating, quit being a hater. Actually, like, watch it and then hate. You know what I mean? Show the MCU some love. I know people don't like billion dollar companies, but hey, they're doing what they gotta do. And I get it. It does. It's like this movie's like a Disney for surely. Shout out to my girlfriend for surely. A Disney movie, but this is really it. So let's go through. I already know it's lowest budget movie. Pull up this Rotten Tomato score. Let's see what's going down. Let's get this. This is a short review because it is what it is. The Marvels. Oof. I know at one point it got like the lowest. What the hell is this? Okay, so. Jabroni. Oh, wow. The reviews aren't that bad, y'all mofos. Their first thing was rotten, but it is a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes by critics, 84 by audience. So what does that mean, y'all? Y'all are just hating, bruh. Y'all are just hating. Your boy rated it. Let's see. I know what I rated it. I think I rated like a 3.5 star on Letterboxd. Yeah, I know it's not the greatest. But hey, it's better than some of my other movies that I've seen, you know. And then, really quick, let's just talk about what's going down in just not in Marvel in general, man. First of all, Loki was really good. Like I said earlier, it is better than the Marvels, but I'm just like, I damn near was like tearing up at the end of Loki when he was holding all those, you know, timelines. But I'm not getting into it because it's not a Marvel review or a Loki review. So I did like Loki. If I had to rate it, damn near 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Shout out. I think that's why I did rate it. The next thing I want to talk about, really, just a brief talk about it. That if y'all seen the Madam Web, yeah, that trailer. I haven't really gotten into the story of what the whole deal is about that. I have a handful of Spider-Man that featured Madam Web. I have that I don't know what issue it is, but when Juggernaut fucking, you know, does his thing with her, you already know. There is some actors I like, you know, my girl Sydney Sweetie, or, you know, she's lit. But besides that, I don't really know what they're trying to do. I heard it's like one of the, not Spider-Man, but Spider-Man powered villains is trying to kill Peter Parker's parents, and Madame Web is like trying to stop it. But this guy is about to kill like a whole bunch of Spider-Verse people, I guess. Whoop de whoop. We'll figure it out when it comes out. It looks very fan-made, CW kind of cheese. I don't really see it really being a part of the Sony universe that Sony is doing. I mean, I know MCU movies, they don't all look like they're together until they're actually together. But Sony is just everywhere. We got Morbius looking dark. Venom looking light dark, like funny dark. Kraven the Hunter, yeah, we will see when that comes out, but that looks, actually I did think that's actually a kind of cool trailer, but I won't get into too much. But yeah, that's that. And the last thing I would just kind of briefly just do my 2 cents on is fucking the What If series season 2. Oh my god, let's go. That's all I'm saying, let's fucking go. December 22nd, that's when they're releasing it. 9 episodes. Are they releasing all at once? I kind of don't want it to happen, but I'm not going to be mad if they do. So we'll see what happens about that. I guess we might as well talk about it. The Echo trailer, shit, that was lit. That came out like a week ago. Oh god, that looks like, you know, let's bring back in the Netflix, you know, Marvel-ish stuff down there. That looks so. I'm excited for that. And is that all I gotta say? Oh yeah, Gen V, and the Amazon Prime stuff. I want to put in one category: Gen V, Invincible. I'm here for it. That's all I gotta say. This week, I'm ending it really quick again, like I always do. But this week, I think I am gonna do a quick little rant on Blue Beetle, because it does come out this Friday. Ooh. So yeah, I'll see about that. It won't probably be on Friday, but it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Who knows? But yeah, I'm out of y'all. Thanks for listening. Shout out to my brief co-host that made a quick little appearance. You already know. Shout out to the donos too. If you got to this part of the podcast, post-credit scene, you already know. But shout out to fucking the X-Men, though. Shout out to the fucking X-Men. You already know. Post-credit.